on aggregate by Legia Warsaw. Fourth test between England and India starts at Old Trafford today. The series balanced at 1-1 with 2 to play. The Anderson-Jadeja incident finally closed. But what of England's new batting and spin bowling find, Moeen Ali? 6 second innings wickets in the previous test and a century earlier this summer, plus the controversy raised when he was told not to wear a wristband showing a message in support of the people of Gaza. Well, many top sportsmen and women have a psychologist. Moeen Ali is no exception. And his man, Stephen Sylvester, is here now. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Rob.
He's certainly making headlines, isn't he, Moeen Ali? How are you helping him deal with all this attention?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that Moeen Ali is a rare talent. He's able to combine the uniqueness of being able to be a high performer with the bat and the ball, but he's a nice guy. And on top of that, he has very much a notion of why he's playing cricket above and beyond himself.
And what is that notion?
Well, to be a role model, to give back to society more than just playing cricket for the fame, the success, and all the attention that it brings.
This is amazingly selfless, isn't it, for a top professional sportsman?
Yeah, absolutely. In 15 years of work across most sports, from football to cricket to golf to snooker, with lots of world champions, it's rare to find an individual that's thinking beyond himself in terms of what he wants to achieve in the sport, operating almost with a philosophy of without ego.
Yes, the cynic in me, and I'm a journalist after all, suggests to me that this might be all too good to be true.
Well, yeah, me too. I've been a psychologist for a long time, but when you scratch the surface of Moeen Ali and you look at his background with his upbringing in a cricketing family, the work the ECB have done and Steve Rhodes at Worcester and the support that he's got from a cricketing point of view, and then you combine that with his spiritual basis, his faith.
He's a devout Muslim.
Yeah, he's a devout Muslim. That gives him a greater perspective as to why you do what you do. Is it just for me, or can I contribute more? Which is this whole continuum from selfishness to selflessness.
Mm. This is a philosophy or a technique called without ego, isn't it? I mean, how did you help him with the wristband issue?
Well, I mean, again, Mo sees himself very much as a leader and has principles, and it's a humanitarian element. So here's someone who believes that he wants to showcase his human side.
Mm. I suppose it says something about the man also that he's prepared to let you come in and talk about this in the public domain, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of my work goes under the radar. A lot of people don't want to speak about it, but it's credit to Mo and his character and just what he's all about, that he doesn't feel he needs to control the media. And I'm sure when you get the chance to interview him, you'll see how open, free and truthful he is about how he operates.
Okay, message to people behind the glass. Let's put a bid in straight away. Thank you very much, Stephen Sylvester.